Surf films come in several genres. There are those like skate films with wild tricks in extreme conditions. There are surf documentaries. There are Hollywood-style surf films like Big Wednesday. And there are those that are more like lifestyle travel logs. Those are more in the vein of work by Jason Baffa. His film, Single Fin Yellow, is quickly becoming a classic. He started it in late 2001. Jason Baffa's Single Fin Yellow takes a single board through five lives and locations. It's a surf film with a climax.
You know, at the end, Vonga Perkins takes it out at Pipeline, and at this point, you've kind of grown attached to this surfboard, and here he is putting it in harm's way and putting himself in harm's way.
The starring board is a 9'6" pintail single fin, 30 to 35 pounds. Designed by Tyler Hazikian, it's more like a classic from, say, 1967. But styles of long and short boards mix much more in the lineup these days.
It really depends on what waves you're riding and what mood you're in to define what board you want to be on.
And the board shape determines the ride, right?
You know, shapers are, for me, some of the most fascinating people around. Part artist, part math scientist, part mathematician, and yet they have to have great hand-eye coordination themselves to create these surf craft. You know, it's that old line, buy local, but there really is something special about surfing a board shaped by a local shaper.
Local shapers Wade and Carrie Tokoro of Tokoro Surfboards have been called the best of the best. They're featured in Shape, a short by local filmmaker Sky Bruno.
Wade, he'll talk with the surfer. They'll go out and test the boards on the waves together, and the surfer will be yelling out like improvements while they're surfing, like, oh, I didn't like how it rode like this on the wave, or when I grabbed the rails, I want it more firm. So they would take it back in the shop and perfect it. Yeah, it's more of an art, and they're designers more than shapers.
See both films tomorrow at the Doris Duke. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.